I call to order the special call committee of the whole for February 3rd, 2026. City Clerk Clark, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mayor. Councilmember O'Rear.
Here.
Councilmember Root.
Here.
Councilmember Williams.
Here.
Councilmember Roche.
Here.
Councilmember Pinkerton.
Here.
Councilmember Tuso.
Here.
Mayor Shoemaker.
Here. Please rise as you are able and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We had no one sign up for citizen comments, so we'll move on to our executive session. We have two items of business to cover in our executive session. The first is a resolution, R-2026-01, Heritage Park Amphitheater Management Contract. We're going into executive session to receive legal advice regarding a contractual matter related to the management of the Heritage Park Amphitheater, as permitted by SC Code 30-4-70, paragraph A, subparagraph 2. The second item is the banking services and amphitheater naming rights to receive legal advice regarding contractual matters related to city banking services and naming rights at Heritage Park Amphitheater, as permitted by SC Code 30-4-70, paragraph A, subparagraph 2. Council, a motion is in order and the wording is there. Councilmember Roche.
Mayor, I move the council approve the resolution R-2026-01, Heritage Park Amphitheater Management Contract.
Second.
From Councilmember Roche with a second from Councilmember Williams. Actually, I'm going to back up. We need to have that full motion read, if you would, because that also includes the part about banking services and amphitheater naming rights. So if you would restate the motion, Councilmember Roche.
Mayor, I move that council approve resolution R-2026-01, Heritage Park Amphitheater Management Contract, and to enter into executive session to receive legal advice regarding resolution R-2026-01 for the Heritage Park Amphitheater Management Contract and legal advice regarding banking services and amphitheater naming rights as permitted by SC Code 3470A2.
Second.
Motion from Councilmember Roche with a second from Councilmember Williams. Is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed signify by saying no. That motion carries by a vote of 7-0. City Council, and I'm required to announce this by law, even though we've said it about four times already, City Council has voted to enter into executive session as allowed under SC Code 30-4-70, paragraph A, subparagraph 2, to receive legal advice regarding the Heritage Park Amphitheater Management Contract, banking services, and the amphitheater naming rights. No action will be taken in executive session except to adjourn or to return to public session. Council will not commit this public body to a course of action by a polling of members in executive session. Come on. There we go. Upon coming out of executive session, council may reconvene the meeting to take action on matters discussed in executive session. I do anticipate that we will be coming back into public session to vote on matters that we are discussing. City Council is in executive session. Simpsonville City Council has returned to public session. Regarding matters arising out of executive session, Council, a motion is in order. Councilmember Roche.
Mayor, I move that Council approve the executive session motion to place resolution R-2026-01 on the agenda of the next regular business meeting, which, if adopted, would approve a management agreement between the City of Simpsonville and the Simpsonville South Carolina Amphitheater LLC, an affiliate of Opry Entertainment Group, for the promotion, operation, and management of the Heritage Park Amphitheater, and authorizes the city to enter into that agreement.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilmember Roche with a second from Councilmember Pinkerton. Is there discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
All opposed signify by saying no. That motion carries by a vote of 7-0. This concludes all of our business that's on the agenda. If there are no objections, we will stand adjourned.